They're looking at ways to change Vanuatu's parliamentary system, which is basically the Westminster system of government as there is in Australia. And what they're specifically wanting to target is the political instability that has dogged this country for the last decade or so. We have many cases where MPs cross the floor at the drop of a hat and vote with an opposition group who suddenly then become the government. And they're looking at ways to try and arrest that and basically create more stability in the country.
Is this largely because of the role of independents?
That's certainly part of it, but it probably goes a little further in that you have people that have made some declaration before the election and they still change sides. And it's starting to frustrate the general population, but it's also very frustrating because it means we don't get stable government. I mean, the current government of Joe Natterman has actually now been in power almost 9 months, and that's quite a lengthy government in recent history, and that frankly isn't good enough. So one of the things that they are doing, and that will help, is that they're looking at a lot of reunification of parties. There's been a lot of splinter parties created in the last few years, and they're looking to reunite them. So that would be one way to deal with the issue, that there'd be less choices for some of these MPs to make in terms of crossing the parliament. But in real terms, the dilemma is, what do you do to stop that in the parliament itself? And it's a very difficult question. And they have to be very careful that they don't go too far, and we have a situation where you have a really bad government and there's no way of getting rid of them.
This is largely called grasshopping throughout the Pacific, and a few other countries have tried very hard in the past couple of cycles, Solomon Islands most recently. Do you believe the government could draft anything concrete enough in the time leading up to the referendum, which would then be rolled into the next election cycle?
I don't know if it's the time frame that's the issue. It's just what they can actually physically do. I know it's been tried, as you said, in the Solomons. It's also been tried in Papua New Guinea, and it hasn't been terribly successful. And a government person today indicated to me that they wouldn't be going down the path of copping either of those countries.
Is there any way you can strengthen political parties to make sure that consensus is strong, or is this just something that there is no history of in Vanuatu?
Well, after the first 10 years of under the leadership of the late Walter Leeney, which everyone still raves about and sets up as a sort of fine example of how this country was functioning after independence, after that, we had opposition parties, and from there on in, it's deteriorated even further. Walter Leeney's period as Prime Minister, there was only one party. And there was no opposition, so without putting down his efforts, which were commendable, it certainly made it a lot easier to govern.
We might just move on to other news, and your newspaper at the weekend announced that 17 people have been committed to stand trial in the Supreme Court over that terrible witchcraft and double hanging a few months back. What are some of the details that have been put to court or are going to be put to court?
Well, out of the 17, six have been remanded in custody charged with the very serious charge of intentional homicide. And what the court heard the other day was that there was a group of evangelists touring South Mallacoola to the little island of Arkham where this has occurred, and they had presented a list of people that they said they'd seen through their prayers were practicing witchcraft. Now, there were meetings called in the community, and two men were singled out as being involved in the witchcraft. Even though they had denied these allegations, the people took it very seriously, and initially the two men were both badly assaulted, although they still maintained their innocence. And then, following that, a group of villagers went and burnt down the house of one of these two men. And then finally another meeting was held, and a meeting that was very serious, in which the chief and his secretary actually walked out on the meeting. And at that meeting, ropes were produced, and in front of women and children, the two men were hanged in the community hall.
Where are these external missionaries now? Are they still in Vanuatu, or were they purely touring?
I believe they were near Vanuatu, but they were from another part. I think they were probably from Port Vila. But there's no real knowledge of what happened to them, and no suggestion that they're going to be charged with anything, although obviously they were the catalyst for the entire horrible episode.
And there were initial reports of more senior religious leaders bound up in this. Is there any confirmation on that?
Not so much that they were senior, but certainly there were local religious leaders involved. And we initially had reports that there were a number of chiefs involved. It now would appear that the main chief distanced himself from the whole thing, wasn't able to control that last final meeting, and perhaps his involvement is less than was originally believed. But it's certainly very much out of character for this country. Although there's been acts of violence relating to witchcraft in the past, a public hanging is absolutely unheard of here.
And when are they due to appear in court again?
It's had a date to be fixed. They haven't set a date, but it'll be a Supreme Court hearing, so it'll be the main hearing now.